visiting with PCM head girls basketball coach Sam Allison Rodriguez. Coach Sam, you know, your girls have put together a really good start to their 2024-2025 season. Just one competition this week as the game Friday night got canceled. But can you walk me through that game a little bit against Perry on Tuesday night?
Yeah, I thought we did a great job of staying focused, really had a good start to the game. And then kind of by halftime, I felt like it was a good enough time to get some of the other players in, which was really exciting to see them in the mix and see them do some really great things up at Perry. So felt like anytime you're in a conference matchup on the road, it's a, you know, you want to go out there and you want to stay focused. And I feel like our girls did a really good job. I thought we were sharp, had good decisions on both ends of the floor. So super pleased with what happened up at Perry.
Can you kind of talk about, you know, to this season, you know, your girls are 6-0, like I mentioned, undefeated in the rankings. Kind of what really has gelled so well together, you know, at this point of this season, even just compared with early last season?
You know, I feel like defensively we're pretty similar. I feel like we might have a few more deflections than we had last year, a few more steals than we had last year, but we've always made the priority defense. I mean, if you can lock teams down, you're in every game. I think the nice thing about this season is we're able to score a little bit easier than we did last year. I feel like we had to be maybe a little bit more creative with sets and with that type of thing. And we have a little bit more mature group. You know, you give them all those players another year under their belt. And then obviously adding in Libby on the inside to help us quite a bit because she opens things up on the inside for the kids on the outside. So I just feel like, you know, the 6-0 has just been, it has been great. We're just focused on getting better every day, and we've got a tough road ahead of us here in the next few games.
Yeah, you mentioned Libby Winters. You know, she has had a great season in her freshman year. Did you, you know, I'm sure you had an idea of what her talent level was and that she could bring some production to your lineup, but did you realize how, you know, good she was going to be and how many points she was going to be able to score early this season?
I mean, I think most people did that know Libby. She's so athletic. She's just so gifted in every sport that she plays. It just comes so natural to her, and she's just a really good kid. So I was a little worried that we were going to have to kind of prod her a little bit more to shoot it, which I think she passes up shots that she could probably take for her to get her teammates the ball. But, I mean, that's a great problem to have, right? But, yeah, not – I mean, she plays travel ball. We saw what she did in the middle school. Open gym this summer, it was pretty clear she was going to fit right in.
Yeah, you know, in terms of your games this season too, you know, besides the West Marshall and Pelletrician one were a little bit closer, but, you know, you've had a few large margins of victory this season too. But, and you've, you know, every girl on your roster has got to see the floor at some point this season. Is that kind of nice to see as a coach, you know, getting everybody a little bit of exposure?
Oh, for sure. And I think the kids that work super hard that don't see all the minutes are really appreciating it. You know, we've played – West Marshall and Pelletrician were two really strong teams, and then we played a couple teams that are struggling. I mean, they'll be the first to admit it that their numbers are down, and listen, we've all been there. So what we try to do is get our starters some good minutes in there and get our top six or seven some good minutes, and then if we don't need to leave them, we'll get those JV kids in because that's the next group, right? That's the next group that steps into play when these kids graduate. So it's been really nice to see them.
Yeah, and you touched on a little bit earlier, you know, a busy week upcoming, this coming week with North Mahaska and Grandview Christian and Nevada, two conference games, of course, in there. You know, is that a little, you know, is that kind of good for you to see as a coach, you know, getting those three games there right before winter break?
Oh, I love it. I love it. I mean, I love playing North Mahaska. They're kind of similar to me to Montezuma. They're two non-conference games. You know that they're going to be well-coached. They're going to have athletes. They're going to challenge us. Both of them are ranked. We don't face Montezuma till I think maybe the second week in January or something like that. But those two non-conference games and Pelletrician included in that, like those are the ones that you want to go out and you want to challenge yourself. You want to see how good you really are. And we'll find out on Monday how good we are. North Mahaska is coming in here with they've only played three games so far, but number two in the state. And then Grandview Christian's played some really tough teams. Obviously having them in our conference, we'll be locked in on that on Tuesday. And Nevada is always a battle. They're long, they're athletic. So it'll be three great games to have before the holiday break. And hopefully we get better next week. That's the goal.
You know, with you guys being in the rankings this year and being undefeated, you know, does that kind of give a little bit extra motivation? Is it kind of a little bit of outside noise coming in? Or are you able to just kind of, you know, embrace it?
I think they're just embracing it. I know they joke with me all the time. I really can't care less. I really don't. I'm proud that we're winning games. They know we need to get better every day, whether we're in practice or whether we're in a game. And I'm not joking about that. I don't care who we're playing, whether it's ourselves or practice or another team. I want to make sure that we keep getting better, because if you do that, you take care of things later on in the season. So, we during games, we focus on winning a quarter at a time. If we win the first one by 10, it's 0-0 starting the second quarter. I need you to win this quarter. So when you lock in on the little things like that, the bigger picture is, I'm sure that, it's exciting and they're all on social media and they're sharing it, and that's fun. It's fun for the community. But as a coach of this particular team, the ranking doesn't mean much to me. Let's just keep getting better as a basketball team and keep rolling.
Coach, I appreciate your time as always. Hopefully you can enjoy this long weekend, and best of luck next week.
Hey, thanks. Go Mustangs.